This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has lived for nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, has been arrested after Ecuador revoked his political asylum status. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Police in London forcibly removed Assange from the Ecuadorian embassy, where he'd been holed up nearly 7 years, after Ecuador's government said it was no longer willing to protect him. The Justice Department then accused Assange of conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to break into a classified Pentagon computer. Assange had long refused to leave the embassy, fearing extradition to the U.S. after publishing classified military and diplomatic documents. Assange's lawyers say his arrest sets a dangerous precedent for journalists in the U.S., and they will fight attempts to bring him to America. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump was questioned about the arrest of Assange Thursday and distanced himself, despite being quoted earlier as saying he loved WikiLeaks.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Less than a month before Trump was elected as U.S. president in 2016, he said he loved WikiLeaks as the anti-secrecy group released a cache of emails hacked by Russian operatives from the computers of Democratic officials. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton lost that election to President Trump. For the latest news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.